There is the latest from Cody Jenks. It's called Hurt You right here on Iron Country. And as our Iron Country family knows, over the last 6 years, this station has been on the air. The most requested artist on this station has been Cody Jenks. And over the years, the Iron Country family, we've went all over to see Cody, the state line. We've went to Milwaukee, Madison, Chicago. We were at Tailgates and Tall Boys, and a bunch of you followed us down to see the shows at the Ryman. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Cody Jenks to the Big Red in the Morning Show. Good morning, Cody.
Hi, Greg. Thanks, man. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
It is great having you on the show. And, you know, Cody, over the years, we've seen you go from opening for Whitey Morgan around here to headlining two nights at the Ryman, sold out shows at Red Rocks, your own Loud and Heavy Festival, headlining festivals. Do you ever sit back and enjoy it, how far you've come, or is it your drive that just keeps pushing you forward?
I keep my head down and go to work, man, to be honest with you. I'm in my 40s now, so I'm able to enjoy it more, you know. From the time I was 25 until COVID hit, I was 39 or 40. Time I was, you know, those 15 years, man, I didn't come up for air. So at this point, you know, the touring dates have gone down. Our children are getting older, so we don't have to be on the road 250 days a year anymore. The shows are bigger. So that requires different amounts of work in different areas. But I'd say, man, you know, I'm enjoying it more. But, man, I still get up every day thinking, how can I make this better?
Wow. And, you know, when we put Iron Country on the air, I knew I had to find some contemporary artists that would fit in with the Haggards and the Jennings and the Nelsons, you know, the country greats. And through your music, you've introduced us to great artists like Ward and Paul Cawthon, the Steelwoods, Casper, Josh Morningstar, and more. For me as a programmer, it allows me to bring these great artists to our Iron Country's listeners. Is it kind of what you meant when you were at Tailgates and Tall Boys, when you pretty much gave the finger to Nashville and said, we're going to start our own club?
Yeah, you cleaned that up a little bit.
I'm on FM, Cody.
I know. This is a family station for sure. We'll keep it that way. But no, that is exactly what I meant. You know, there are just a ton of fantastic men and women out there, singer-songwriters, that just over the years, I'm like, why? You know, I don't discover people at all. That's not my job. My job is to go play music. I just happen to run across people and play with these, like everybody that you just named, you know, are my friends. And lifting each other up is what we do, and writing with each other. Those are all amazing entertainers, but they're amazing songwriters, mm-hmm. you know, and it always starts with the song first, and, you know, putting the people that write the songs, you know, in the foreground, but those are also people that are singing their songs too. You know, to me, those are the people that I want to be around. Those are the people I want to celebrate and write with.
Yeah. And you've, like I said, so many great songwriters that we've come out of that. And when the pandemic was going on, it was hard on all of us, but I know for artists, it had to be really hard being away from live performances and able to get together and do songwriting sessions. I know one of the things that I look forward to during the pandemic was the Sequestered Songwriters Night. I want to know if that was kind of, it was therapeutic for me. How did those nights help you out?
Those nights helped the artist out, I think. Probably more than the people that were waiting for them.
Okay.
That was so cathartic for us because, man, and what a list of just really great songwriters that would sign in and do it every week. And I was happy to do it. Obviously, it was spearheaded by two very good friends of mine, Courtney Patton and Jason Eady. Also, Matt Hillier from 1100 Springs helped out a lot with it. But, you know, some amazing songwriters that every week I was looking forward to seeing what everybody else was going to do. And that was really the fun part about it, because we couldn't go out and play, but we could still have a little bit of a sense of our songwriting community and our friends, and it kept us in touch and it kept us motivated, because you had to learn a new song every week, mm-hmm. you know, and that's not the easiest thing to do. So it was just, I was glad to be part of it, but I think it probably helped me as much as it did anybody else.
Now, Cody, did you find songwriting partners through that experience?
Yeah, actually, the song you just played, Hurt You, was one of the only songs that was not written on a Zoom call. Everything else besides Hurt You and Roll, we actually wrote in person.
Okay.
But everything else on that record was written at home on a Zoom call. If in fact it had other co-writers, which most of that record is co-write. So, we wrote 10 out of 12 songs on that record were written on Zoom calls.
That's amazing. Now, one of the songs off your last couple albums that I really dig, and it's got a special place for me, is William and Wanda, which you wrote with your wife, Rebecca. I always saw that the writing credits on her name was on the writing credits on the Mercy album. Has this songwriting been going on for the past few years, or is this something new?
No, this just happened. we've been together 25 years. We've been married 18 of them, and that was really one of the first efforts that we ever put forth together. And how that song came to be was really, it was really funny because, you know, a song is about my grandparents, and we lost my grandmother some years ago. But we lost my grandfather, you know, a few years ago. And whenever I wanted to write that song, it was very conversational because my wife Rebecca and I, you know, she remembers both my grandmother and my grandfather very well, very vividly and very fondly. And I said, man, I want to write a song because old people argue. They loved each other very much and they couldn't live without each other, but they bickered like old people. And it was always really funny because us grandkids would laugh and they would have their own little sayings. And that song was written based off of it was very conversational. Like I would say, my grandfather would say this and Rebecca would say, and your grandmother would say this. And so we wrote it as a conversation that they might well have had. And, you know, talking to my family, they love the song because they're like, that sounds just like them, you know. And that was one of the first ones that me and Rebecca sat down and wrote together kind of accidentally. And I'm like, where have you been all these years? Why have you not helped me write songs? You're amazing at this, you know. And consequently, we've been fortunate to have her name on a few more.
That's awesome. Now, one of the first songs that of yours that we played here on Iron Country was Loud and Heavy, and you just kind of re-released that to country radio, and it's been certified platinum. And I saw the video where you presented your son with his own plaque for that. One, what an honor for an independent artist to go platinum, and two, making it with your son had to make it even better.
It's as special as you can get, really. He's 10 now. And when that song, I wrote that song on his second birthday as influenced by him. And he's actually on the writer's credits. If you look up in the publishing books and or the records or whatever, who wrote that song, it's me and my son, Larson. And obviously when he was two, he wasn't sitting down there and penning the words, but I wouldn't have written it without him. And so whenever we found out we did go platinum, it was a no-brainer. I knew that when we were going to get the platinum records in, that he had to have one. You know, that's it's just too cool of a thing not to do. But and to answer the first thing you said, yeah, we did just re-release it, and we did that because, you know, there was a lot of radio stations that said they couldn't, wouldn't, or shouldn't play us because of, you know, X, Y, Z. Because we hadn't filled in this box, or this box, or yada, 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 when in reality, you know, they weren't playing us because we didn't have, big record money paying them, you know, to play us. So we went back and checked all these boxes and said, well, hey, you know, big market radio, some of these guys are playing this song because we checked all these boxes, you know. Kind of, what's your excuse? Let's put the money where the mouth is, so to speak. And some of them went, you know what? You're right. Okay, cool. We're gonna put our money where our mouth is. You know, and some of them still, you know, we're not gonna win them all over, but you know, it was kind of a fun thing for us to see if we could pull off.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was kind of the idea behind that. Another song I have to ask you about, and my listeners would shoot me if I didn't ask this question. David is one of the most requested songs we have here in Iron Country. And I want to know, does it surprise you at how that song is just loved by the fans when it's pretty, it's a pretty sad song.
It's horribly sad. Actually, whenever I was writing David, which is not a true story. It's not. I was not in the Marines. There's a lot of people think that song's true, and I was in the Marines, and people come up a lot. They're like, "Man, thanks for serving in this." I'm like, I didn't. You know, I just want everybody to know it's a song. But I was kind of channeling my inner Chris Knight whenever I was writing that song, and when I thought I'd made it as sad as I could, I made it a little sadder. With his mom being the ER nurse, you know. So it is kind of a surprise that the fans have taken that song very personally and what it means to them. And I get asked about that song more than any song by far.
Okay.
So your listeners would kill you if you didn't ask. It's a really, really groovy song. Like when the music comes on, the music's fast and punchy and loud and aggressive. And there's a really cool, you know, the chord structure is really cool. And it's got cool melodies and harmonies and everything. It's just got these devastatingly just hard, you know, lyrics. The story is just a heartbreak in itself. So it's on one hand, it sounds really fun. On the other hand, it's really, really sad. So it's interesting how that song affects certain people. Because some people just hear that song and just hear the drive and music and the groove and the, you know, and they're digging on it like that. Some people are taking and dissecting the lyrics, and whatever way you like it, man, you know, just keep playing it.
Exactly. I mean, that and Mama's Song and Cast No Stones and Somewhere in the Middle are such huge requests here, Cody. And the thing that amazes me about that, I've been doing radio almost 35 years, and as a programmer, the minute they knew we played Cody Jenks, those songs were on our playlist constantly. And when I go see you in concert, those songs seem to always make the playlist.
Yeah. Well, we know that we have to play. There's a certain amount of songs that every night I know we have to play those songs, or not have to play them. We get to play them every night. We walk on stage. I tell the boys during sound check, you know, like, "Hey guys, we get to play a show tonight." So when we get to play those songs every night, we know that there's about 15 of them that if we don't play these 15 songs, I guess you could call them the hits, I'm going to read about it on social media the next day. We had pulled out Somewhere in the Middle, which has been a staple for a long time. And we pulled it out for a couple of shows and had to put it right back. You know, we know that, you know, David's one of those songs. Hippies and Cowboys is one of those songs. Obviously Loud and Heavy is one of those songs. So it's great to have those songs that we know that if we don't play them, we're going to get our butts chewed out by the fans. So, you know, we gladly play them every night.
Now, Cody, I know you got some shows coming up at Red Rocks in October, and I know you're always keeping yourself busy. What's in the near future for you? Because I'd like to plan a trip with my listeners down to the Ryman. Is that anywhere in the near future?
No, but it's not out of the realm of possibilities. Now, you know, I would love to get back out to the Ryman. You know, field trips to the Ryman are always fun for the bands and for the fans. You know, we're really slowing down for the year. I've been at home for 8 days, and this is the longest I've been at home since May, since the beginning of May. And we leave back out. We've got a couple weeks left in September, a couple weeks left in October. So, you know, we're really kind of ramping down, taking the entire month of November off, playing two shows in December, and then we're done. But we're going into the studio in November, and I guess you can break the news. I don't think we've told anybody that yet, but we're going to go start working on some new music, man.
That is outstanding. Well, Cody, as a program director and a fan of real country music, and on behalf of our Iron Country listening audience, we want to thank you for continuing to put out real country music that fits right in there with the Haggards and the Jennings here at Iron Country. And you always have a home here. I just want to know, do you have a message for our Iron Country listeners this morning?
I do have a message. I was going to say thank you for all of us independents out there. On behalf of us, you know, to you program directors that actually have the backbone to stand up and say, I'm playing this music, when so many these days don't. Thank you. That's the message I want to deliver, and I appreciate you and appreciate your listeners.
Well, Cody, we always let the artist pick the song out of the interview. So what song from your catalog would you like us to throw on today?
Oh, man, I'm in a good mood today. I'm going to have to mow the yard here in a minute because I'm at home and I'm doing normal things. But let's go. Do you happen to have We Get By?
Yes, we do.
You've got We Get By, man, let's give them something positive today.
All right. Well, Cody, thank you. Like I said, this has been an honor and a pleasure, and you are always welcome back here on Iron Country.
Hey, next time y'all make it out to a show, let us know, man. We'll chit-chat again.